Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. Welcome to a really important show. Really, to be honest with you, I have been in conversation now for about a year with someone that you all have met on my show many times. And when I think about him and I think about the work he does, and the first introduction that I had to Daniel and his work, and the idea of being able to be a master of your own intuition, I often wonder that what happens when you are somebody like he, and you have a vision for your life, and you're in the world, and things are happening with you, your family, your life, where you want to live, what you want to do. I have often wondered what happens with people that are able to create and change and create and change and bring more gifts into the world than most of us can even imagine. And so when I think about Daniel, and when I think about who he is and what he does and what the meaning has become of his life, then what I'm struck by is knowing, speaking with somebody I could call my friend that helps all of us understand the awakening that's within us. Daniel Rechnitzer is joining me here today. I know him as Daniel. Most of you know him as Daniel R. You also know him as the many other things that you do to ask him those questions. But the answers he provides are the answers for us to live the lives we are meant to live. But today, he is showing up exactly to answer all those questions I had. What do you do when you have the ability to lean into, to see, to have a vision, to create something, and then to bring it to life? Today, we're talking about Beyond the Secret, the Awakening movie. And why is this so important? Because many of us understand that we have aspects of our lives which we awaken to sometimes, and other times we don't. But what is the difference? And what is it about Daniel that got his attention about this movie? What is it that he said, I've got to be involved with this? I've got to take this new message out about what it means to awaken me. And so here we are today, very different than where Daniel and I were a year ago, but the purpose is still the same. The message is still the same. And the power of helping people change has been exponentially accelerated. Daniel, it's great to have you.
Hello, everyone. And Dr. Pat, you know, I love being with you and love chatting with you. And to talk about this new film, oh, I'm excited. You know, this is big stuff. Let's go.
It's big stuff. I want to talk about the first part of it, which I loved when you and I talked about it. I was really drawn to it. You know, we were here when The Secret was introduced to the world. And those of us that understood it, well, great. It was, you know, that thing. But there was a but. There was not just a but by people like me and others about that, but there was a but that had to do with, oh my gosh, but how do I implement this? How do I live my life? So what you're introducing us to is really Beyond the Secret. Tell us about that. What was your experience with The Secret that now it's important to make sure we go beyond The Secret?
Yeah, you know, it's such an interesting question because we saw the film The Secret years ago and it awakened countless people to the notion that we create through our thoughts. Thoughts become things. thoughts become our reality. But, and that you know, that increased the consciousness around the world, which was wonderful. But then people kind of dropped down it because, like, well, why am I getting what I want? Why am I able to manifest what it is that I'm desiring? And so there was this big void between this kind of this new level of awareness to how do I implement it. So the film Beyond the Secret, The Awakening, is all about filling the void. It's all about answering all those questions that everyone's been having since the movie The Secret. How do I actually do this? Why isn't it working for me? What's the secret about the secret? And that's what this film, that's where this film picks up. But really, we start going to some really profound detail about what they missed in the first film.
And, you know, it's interesting because you asked me something before we came on. And what you asked me was, you asked me how I was. And, you know, people may not know you and I chat from time to time. So we try to stay up on each other's lives. And you asked me how I was doing. And I said, yeah, I'm doing really great. And you asked me an interesting question. And you said, have you ever not been great? And I looked at you and I kind of said, yeah. And when I'm not great, I'm really not great. But the difference is that there are some things I've learned that the film brings to bear. The film shines a light on it. You see, that's the thing to me that I love about this film and what you're doing, because when we go through our lives, we're going to have up and downs. What the previous versions of this conversation didn't do very well was help people when they're down to pull up, to become even more fierce than they were. You know, I've lost everything in my life, Daniel, 3 times. Mm. Really, you know, I mean, homeless started it at 17, but somehow getting back and better wasn't as easy as it is today. As I look through this film and what you're teaching people and the blanks you're filling in, tell us about your involvement with this, but also what you saw, because I know you, and I know you had to see something super powerful here.
You know, I got a call from the creator, Dom Boyer. It would have been October last year. And he said, I've just got an email from my son. I've just read your stuff. It's amazing. I've got this film. We're about to finish it. And I really want you in it. But it's pretty much finished. And we started this dialogue. And I started to share with Don. I said, hang on a sec, because I could feel the energy of the film. This is, you know, what we do with our intuition. I could feel it. And I had the universe knocking on my door saying, no, 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 no. We've got more to say and we want it in this film. And so I began, I just, you know, wherever I was, information, downloads was coming to me from the universe saying, this is what the law of attraction really is. This is what people need to understand. This is what was missed in the first time. This is what's going to change, you know, everyone's understanding. It needs to be in the film. And I began to share some of this stuff with Don, and he just became so, I think, internally frustrated with where it was at. And I was like, all right, bang, come January. He said, come to LA. We want you in this film. This is so important. So I went over there, and I in answering your question, I became so aligned with the energy of the law of attraction. I'm sitting on the plane and I wrote like 1,000 word, you know, just channeling straight from the law of attraction and everything it wanted to say. It just became almost a mission to take the words from the law of attraction itself and put that in the film. And that's what had me need to be part of this film, or I guess be passionate about being part of this film.
Yeah. This is interesting because we're going to talk about some of the things that you saw, right? Some of the things that when people hear about them, they might look at us and say, oh yeah, oh yeah. Let me give you an example, and I'd love for you to comment on this. So I sat there at the beginning of the year, all of us did. We sit there at the beginning of the year, but we have a vision for what we want to accomplish. And to be honest with you, it was not the vision that was much different, but it was really accelerated. It was, we were excited about our tech being finished. But so I had this thought though, that's great. We're building the network. This is what we want to accomplish. A lot of detail, right? Linda's a detail person. So that's why you had to send in the outline. But that was the detail. But Jessica and I, we pulled ourselves and Gail, we pulled ourselves aside. And Gail has been telling me, she's one of the PR people around the world here. She kept saying to me, you've got to get your brand out, Pat. You've got to get your name out. You know, most people don't know you created Trend. I mean, that conversation. And I just rolled my eyes. But I heard her. And I realized underneath it that I didn't actually believe that I was of value to be out in the world. Now, see, the secret didn't tell us that when you put something on your board and you don't believe it, what the impact of that is. Did it tell you that?
No, and this is the missing link. And fortunately, they missed out on it because I don't feel that had they put that level of detail, it would have gone as far as it went. People don't like, you know, the small print, as it were. And this is one of the big messages that I wanted to put into the film, was that the law of attraction is a mirror, and it really shows us not what we want for ourselves, but rather what we believe about ourselves.
Yeah.
We can want everything in the world and have a vision board, a diary, affirmations. But this reality that we live in, this universe, actually reflects what we believe, not what we want. And it reflects it in every level of our being, from what we believe about ourselves is reflected in our emotions. It's reflected in our physical health. It's then reflected in our relationships. And it's reflected in our opportunities, our finances, and every other physical level. And if your beliefs aren't in alignment with what you want, you will not get what you want. You will get what you believe.
Well, I'll tell you, if we had more than an hour to do this show, we'd really get underneath it, because the message that you're bringing in, the really adjustments that you're making in this movie, are so pivotal. Right now, they're so pivotal right now that the example I gave when I realized what I was doing, and this has been my ability most of my life. Once I see and take a look in the mirror, what did you say? That has been my key. I have had more epiphanies looking in the mirror. I mean, really, I mean, like looking in the mirror and saying, oh my gosh, who the heck have you become? That thing that happened in my corporate world. But here's the thing, because I know you and because I know of the movie and I know this body of work, you have to practice it. So I had to change my belief. And what I realized about myself is I don't mind putting myself in the world if I can be in service of something, you know, so that's just my makeup, right? So the other part, the other parallel me, was never going to work. It was never going to work to just write a book to write a book. I mean, I have to personally, my makeup is, I have to feel like I'm contributing to helping people. That's just me. But that also talks in the book about, and talks in the, this, the secret never got this. The secret never got to the point would allow people to explore their true nature and their true gift.
And that was one of the biggest messages that I wanted to, that was coming through to me to put into this film, was we want so much in this world. We want this, we want that. But when we come down, we peel back that layer. Why do we want all those things? And when we can start coming back to, well, I want all those things because I don't feel enough as I am. I don't feel okay. I don't feel I belong. I don't feel I fit in. I don't feel I'm respected. And so what we're trying to do is fill this void, right? And so we're taking our energy, we take from other people, we take from the planet to fill the void. But what the key thing is, which is what you're saying, Dr. Pat, is if you could remove, put aside for a day all the wants, all the goals, all the ambitions, all the desires, and if we could put a microscope inside of us and go, or an x-ray inside of us and go, what is my truth? What am I really? What am I made of? Because in that space, your essence is wholeness, is completeness. There's no more wanting. There's no more needing. There's no more desiring. There's no more taking. And when we get who we are at our essence, that's when our lives just change in miraculous ways. And the irony to all of that is, as you resonate at that frequency of your essence and you get that, that is actually when you become a master of the law of attraction, and you can then have everything you always wanted because you're operating at such a high frequency and you no longer need it, and it's the need that blocks it in the first place. It can come in. So you've got to no longer need it to have it, and you've got to get to the space of, who am I? What is my truth? What is my gift? I am the gift. When you get that, yeah,
it's that's the magic. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the evolution of that and how that is portrayed in the film. And for those of you out there, let me just give you a little bit of information. I want to make sure you really look at the film I'm talking about. It is, as we talked about, Beyond the Secret, The Awakening. But if you go to awakenme.tv, you'll be able to take a look at the trailer. You'll see Daniel there. But also, if you want to find out more about Daniel, I want to make sure you go to his work, his wisdom, his website, which is intuitionwisdom.com. And you could say hello to him right there. Say hi to Sonia, too. Let's take a short break. When we come back, what we're going to be talking with is this for real? Like, is this for real? Did I actually have an epiphany earlier this year? And so what? Did anything come of that? Did anything change? Well, clearly for us, the expansion of our network is happening as we speak. But how about that thing? How about the idea of me personally doing something in the world for greater good? Did it turn out? Did it turn out the way I thought it was going to? Yeah, lot to go on with that. But sometimes you will get that thing that you so desire, but it may not come to you the way you think. When we come back, we're going to talk about the law of attraction that resides in each of us and how to learn how to tap into it just like you're breathing. We'll be right back.
Miss any shows during the week? We've got you covered. Yahoo! With the free Transformation Talk radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand. Yes! Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyobear.com. That's drkathyobear.com.
Take us with you on that morning commute. Download your favorite podcast from the Transformation Radio Network. Just visit transformationradio.fm.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center 425-451-0404. Or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Your inspiration all day on transformationtalkradio.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. As I said before, we're going to be doing a series with Daniel. So I just want you to know that really excited about what he's doing and the project he's gotten involved with to make sure that we are provided with information and how to truly step into the law of attraction. It's so important to have this knowledge and this wisdom now. It is so important. And, you know, I love that the movie Awaken. And so for those of you, I just want to give you the website. Go to awakenme.tv and you'll find out exactly about the Awakening movie. But more importantly, if you want to find out about Daniel, go to intuitionwisdom.com. Daniel, I am so glad you got involved in this project because you really didn't intend to get involved in it. And that's what I love. You made a mid-course correction to really get involved with this because you must think, there's something here that could really help people. Because I know you. You wouldn't be doing this just as a project. You see something in this.
You know what? When I got the call that this was happening, there was just this flood of inspiration on this topic. And one of my passions is, you know, if I want to know about something, I tap into it, I tune into the universe and I start asking questions. And I was like, well, this is an opportunity to really get into the depths of this topic, unlike anyone has ever gone before, unlike anything I've ever gone before. And so it just represented, wow, I've got so much, I can just feel it coming in and there's so much I want to share with everyone. There's so much more to know. Here is an opportunity to get it out to a much wider audience to change so many more lives. And I tell you, there was a little hidden agenda. Can I share my hidden agenda?
Yeah, please.
I am particularly, how would you word this? I am very protective of our planet. And I get very upset when you know, the amount of trees that are being chopped down and the pollution that's in the air. It's really heartbreaking for me. It's one of my things that I'm still very affected by.
Yeah.
And having spent so much time in the law of attraction and that energy and understanding it, I have known that all our wanting, all our desiring, all our attempts at manifesting, this is what the first film did. It had us all go manifesting crazy. I want this. I want a house. I want a car. I want everything. And I know us getting everything what we want, and we are getting what we want, let's make no mistake about it. We have everything we want. We've got new TVs, we've got projectors, we've got cars, we've got everything, more than we could ever want. It's us getting everything that we want is what's having all the trees be chopped down and all the things being polluted. I mean, that's the process of us getting what we want. But here's what I know, and this is why I was really passionate about this movie. We want all these things because of how we see ourselves. As I said before, we believe we're not enough. We try and fill the void. The bigger our void inside humanity, the more we take from what's outside of ourselves to fill the void. So we are taking from Mother Earth to fill the void. And the only way all that taking is going to come to an end, the only way we are going to stop harming this planet is when we start seeing the truth about ourselves, and we fill that void with the love we have for ourselves, and we no longer need to take so much. So when this opportunity came up for the film, I was like, hang on, this is bigger than helping people get things in their life. This is about people returning to self-love. And as we return to self-love, we become in beautiful direct alignment with the frequency of the earth. And the earth is wanting everyone to see a deeper truth about themselves, that we are lovable and we do deserve self-love, because when we reach that frequency, we stop harming ourselves and we stop harming what's around us. So that was my little hidden agenda in being in this film, is that, hang on, I can really help not only everyone connect to their truth, but in doing so, help the planet at the same time.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, I was really taken when I was looking at the movie and looking at really what people are going to walk away with if they're open for it. And one of the things that has to do with self-love is understanding our vibrational frequency. Understanding what that is, and understanding when we are at a vibrational frequency that doesn't demonstrate, not only doesn't demonstrate self-love, but love, period. And that, to catch that and be able to know what to do with it, to change that, or to know how to come out of the gate with that, I think is a critical piece for our time right now.
I mean, that should be taught in schools. How to elevate your vibrational frequency, which is another way of saying your consciousness, your beingness, how to shift that into a high state of being. It should be taught to kids. I mean, kids are naturally high frequency beings anyway, but this is what's missing. The law of attraction is essentially returning to your natural high vibrational frequency so that you are now allowing what the universe wants to bring into your life. And that to me was one of the biggest realizations on my journey, is get out of the way. It's not about you manifesting anything. It's about us getting out of the way of what wants to be manifested through us.
Yeah.
And the more we elevate in our frequency, the more we're allowing much bigger things than what we have conceived for ourselves.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, it was really interesting, that story I shared with you earlier, because by the traditional methods, and you've worked with people in public relations, you know, by traditional ideas, this is what they tell you to do. But none of that felt right for me. That wasn't giving me any really vibration. And so it was really for me to let go of that and hold the space for what was to be revealed. And I love that. The other thing, though, that is important in the movie and what you talk about is this. Somebody asked me a question the other day, and they said, "We've heard you talk, Pat. You sound like you are the luckiest person on the planet," because they've heard me talk about different things. And I said, "Was that really luck, or was that my intuition?" And I think that is the second part of this, that we need to help folks with. There's that knowing that the gift that we have of that we are not using. We use it at times when I've seen mothers with small children grab their kids at the last minute and pull them back on a curb. I mean, I've seen that.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen me driving a motorcycle around a very sharp curve at a very fast pace, only to know in a moment to slow down. Because what was around the other side, I couldn't see, but I knew to slow down. You know, there are those things. How important is that? And I don't know, I know you and I are going to talk more, but I'm curious about how the movie is handling that.
You know, you've touched on my purpose, you know, and the minute you talk about it, it's like this, oh, good, let's talk more about this. The intuitive aspect of ourselves, the ability to know far more than what the mind knows, to know more than what humanity knows, is really, you know, why I'm on this earth to help bring that through and bring that awareness for people. How the movie handles that you know, it's so challenging in a movie like that. You've got such a limited amount of time. And I was just reading through what I had said on the film, and it's literally five times longer than what ended up in the film. I'm reading it, getting frustrated. Like, wow, I wanted that in the film, and I wanted that in the film. And you're just capped in terms of time frames, in terms of what other people are saying and how things flow. And you know, I would have really loved to put so much more in that. And I'll say to you, Dr. Pat, if you are ever up for it and you want to make another documentary with me on this subject, I will.
I'm in.
I've been wanting to do it for years.
Yeah, I would love to do that.
Bring on this one. We just didn't, you know, beyond The Secret, we kind of, you know, we crept into that space and I was like, oh, my God, this is such a big topic. All you can really do it is hint at it. So we didn't get to do it, you know, anywhere the justice that I would have loved to it.
But I think you're right. It deserves another aspect of The Secret of Awakening. Yeah. It really is this part that's almost part two, right? Where we talk about how to really fine-tune that. But in the movie, you have to introduce it to people. And I think that's what you've done, is it has to be a way to say to people, hey, look, you've got to listen to this because it's connected. You know, it's connected to frequency. It's connected to vibration. If you are up here in your vibration, you're going to hear something. You know, Look, that story that I shared with you about the music video, I reached out to this woman that used to be our former employee. I reached out to her early in the year just to say hi. Now, why? Mm. Why out of everybody on the planet did I like pick up the phone and say, hey, how are you? What do you do? Right? But sometimes we don't always see the dots connected. We have to trust to follow them, though.
Well, when people watch the film, the how I got involved in this film was a beautiful demonstration of the law of attraction. I mean, here's Don. I don't want to give too much away, but it's hard not to. Here's Don working on this film, and he has this, you know, kind of realization within himself of going, I want to know more. You know, I'm interviewing these people. Yeah, they're saying great things and they're insightful, but I know there's more to it. Out of the blue, his son, who's like 36 years old, goes, here, Dad, here's an email. Here's a video of a guy that you might like. And he sees a video of me on YouTube talking about, you know, intuition and tapping into all knowing and universal intelligence. And so he's just attracted this email out of the blue. His son doesn't send him emails on videos. Out of the blue, he gets it and bang. And that's it. That ended up in the film. I mean, that's what actually happened. So the law of attraction actually was very much at play in bringing this film together. So, but, you know, coming back to you said, you know, in making this film, I really wanted to then, like you said, part two, you have the awareness of the awakening and what's required, but then it's the, how do you then raise your energy, raise your intuition? And that's why on the website, awakenme.tv, Sonia and I have put our absolutely core intuition training on there, how to connect into your true self, which is really the highest vibrational frequency within you, how to connect into that so they could actually live beyond The Secret, the movie. So that's on awakenme.tv, because that was a very big thing I said to Don and Melinda. I said, I don't just want to tell people about the law of attraction. I want them to live it. And our training does that. So that's on the website there. Yeah.
And I think that's the thing. Now you hit to something that we're going to be talking about as we do these interviews. But here's the thing that happened with The Secret and what I noticed about it. And it was an incredible buzz. And I want to give them a lot of credit for taking something that was known in a little teeny slice of the planet and opening it up to mainstream America, right? I mean, so we have the fact that we're even talking about that thing, right? Look at where we are. But this is now time for the evolution of it. because one of the things we got emails about after all the interviews we did was, how do you do it? What's the how-to? What is the teaching in it? What can we learn besides a vision board? And we started to talk about that. We started to talk about the energy when you find something to put on your vision board, that motion of taking that picture, that thing that you put up there. What is your energy in putting it up there? And I shared a story about this, Daniel, about my dissertation and my first introduction to this and what happened when I put something on the vision board that I really, really thought intuitively would happen. And 5 minutes later, I got an email saying, your dissertation has been, your article has been selected for publication. And then 5 minutes later, the guy emails me back and says, oh, we made a mistake. And I looked at my vision board and I said, in that moment, I had a minute that I was good. How I reacted in that moment, I believe to this day was going to be the telltale. And I was in the moment and I said, okay, at least you looked at my paper. At least it made seven, it made eight, right? And not seven. 10 minutes passed. And the guy emails me back and says, oh, but I forgot to tell you, your dissertation has won Dissertation of the Year. And see, when you tell that story to people, I have the vision board to this day of that. But I think what you're doing in the movie is you're giving people a blueprint that goes beyond the do this, do that. It's how do we capture the energy of who we are, that true nature of possibility and perseverance? How do we go from being depressed, maybe not being joyful, but from that moment of depressed to maybe a couple of notches up? See, that's what we didn't get. That's what we need today. This is what the world needs today.
Yeah. I mean, look, I went through a period of quite deep depression. We'd been in the US. We'd done our tour over there. I came back to Australia and I was in a slump. And I was starting to really connect in. I'm like, what is going on here? And what I was being shown was I had this plethora of belief systems from, as you know, as a child, as we grew up with, that were creating severe illness in my body, creating depression, having feelings of inadequacy, hopelessness, all these things. So I set about on this journey, and this is probably the biggest thing I ever did in terms of the law of attraction. I spent the next 2 years, I mean, this is, you said before, you've got to work at this. I spent the next 2 years clearing virtually every single belief in my subconscious mind to take me out of who I believed I was into seeing even just a glimpse of what was really going on there. And I cleared a life-threatening illness in that process. I opened myself to far more flow, to far more connection, to far more love. And hey, I even put all those clearings into a book so everyone else could then benefit from that. And that's how the Mind Lies book, Mind Lies and the Truths That Will Set You Free, that's how that book came to be. That was my, I didn't write that for anyone else. That was my healing journey in being able to expand my vibrational frequency, expand how I see myself. And that's the key. When you see the movie, that's the magic right there. Expand how you see yourself.
Look, we're going to keep talking about this, but I wanted to have this first conversation with you. I would love for you to tell folks, how do they find out about the movie, what's available to them? Also, how do they find out about you and everybody? We're going to be hearing more from Daniel. Why don't you give us some information?
I would love to. All right. If you want to check out the movie, go to awakenme.tv. That's awakenme.tv, and you can purchase the movie there. And also remember, there's the training on then how to live that. And we've made that so affordable and so accessible for everyone. So check that out at awakenme.tv. And for those of you who feel intuition is your calling and helping people through intuition and giving them guidance and answers and changing the beliefs that that are holding people back, come to intuitionwisdom.com.
One last question. What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with today?
It's like 10 there. My absolute message for today, I'll paste them out in each of our interviews, is start seeing how lovable you really are. Start coming into, I'm allowed to love myself. I don't need permission. I don't need to do anything. I'm already lovable.
Wow. Daniel, thank you. Hey, everybody. Stay tuned. More about this, because we are committed to sharing with you, talking with you, teaching with you everything we've learned, so you can, regardless of the situation you're in, it doesn't matter the outside circumstances, we are going to help you rise above that, learn how to do it, and create a life of it. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next time.